Welcome to Elaine's hypnotherapy session based on Milton Erickson's early learning set. Before you begin, make sure you're somewhere where you can sit comfortably for the next few minutes, where you don't need to do anything else. And when you're ready, you can find a spot somewhere in front of you where your eyes can comfortably rest. There's nothing particularly special about that spot. It's simply somewhere to let your eyes settle while you listen to my voice. So continue to watch that spot. And as you sit there, you might begin to notice your breathing. The feeling of your body being supported by that chair. The small movements that happen naturally as you breathe. And you don't have to try to make anything happen. You can continue looking at that spot for as long as you want to. And if at some point your eyelids begin to feel heavier, or blinking becomes more frequent, you can allow your eyes to close. And as you become more absorbed in listening, I'd like you to remember something you probably haven't thought about for a very long time. There was a time when you didn't know how to write. You might imagine yourself as a small child again, perhaps at preschool or in those early days of school, sitting with a pencil in your hand and a piece of paper in front of you. You may remember something about the room, a teacher, other children, the size of the chairs and tables, or you can simply imagine what it might be, have been like. It's okay to make it up. Because those letters that seem so obvious to you now weren't obvious then. You had to learn to recognize an A, distinguish an M from an N, tell a Q from an O. And then there was the task of actually making those shapes yourself, learning how to hold the pencil, how much pressure to use, where to begin, which direction the pencil needed to go. At first, it took concentration. Some letters were easier than others, and some probably didn't quite look the way they were supposed to look. And yet you learned. And once you learned those individual letters, there was another piece of learning as the letters began to join together. Letters became words. Words became sentences. And gradually something that had once required so much conscious attention became familiar, didn't it? And I wonder if you can remember the exact moment when you stopped having to consciously think about how to make each individual letter. Most people can't. Somewhere along the way, without you noticing exactly when it happened, your mind and your hand had learned together. Something that once seemed difficult had become something you knew how to do. And all those learnings are still there. So many things your mind and body have learned over the years without you needing to remember exactly how you learned them. There was a time when walking required concentration and coordination. There may have been a time when you learned to ride a bicycle, perhaps remembering those first stops and starts. And then the experience of simply riding, feeling the movement of the bike beneath you, the air against your face, no longer consciously thinking about every little moment needed to stay balanced. And your mind can go anywhere it wants to go now. You might remember being in water, the feeling of water around your body, swimming, floating, moving through the water. Or your mind might take you somewhere completely different, somewhere you've enjoyed being, something you've enjoyed doing, an experience you can remember and re-experience in whatever way feels right for you. And you don't need to pay attention to every word I say. Your conscious mind might listen to some words and wander away from others. Or another part of your mind continues listening, continues remembering, continues learning. And you may begin to recognize just how natural this process can be. You have been learning this way throughout your life, learning through experience, curiosity, learning through trying something new, learning until something that once took effort became familiar and eventually became something that you could do without consciously knowing how you were doing it. And your unconscious mind already knows how to learn. It's been doing it all your life. So you don't need to work anything out right now. You don't need to decide what should happen. You can allow yourself to become a little more absorbed in your own inner experience, in whatever way is comfortable for you. And for the next little while, you can let your mind wander towards the things you would enjoy having more of in your life. Things that would make your life more satisfying, more meaningful, more enjoyable. It might be a feeling you'd like to experience more often, something you'd like to enjoy more fully, something you'd like to find easier, or something you'd like to learn or change, or something you would simply like more of in your life. And you don't have to know how. Just as that small child didn't need to understand how all those strange marks on a piece of paper would one day become words and sentences. You don't necessarily need to know how everything happens before something new can be learned. So take a little time now and let your mind wander. Letting whatever comes to mind come. And allowing your unconscious mind to become curious about what might be possible. And I'll be quiet for a moment while you do this. And whatever comes to mind is fine. And if nothing in particular came to mind, that's fine too. There is nothing you need to make happen. You can simply allow whatever was useful about these few minutes to remain with you. And in a moment, you can begin bringing your attention back to the room, becoming more aware of the chair supporting you, the sounds around you, the feeling of your feet, your hands, taking a comfortable, fuller breath. Beginning to move your fingers and toes. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes and let your attention come all the way back into the room, feeling awake, present, and refreshed. and you might notice that hypnosis doesn't necessarily feel strange at all. It can feel remarkably familiar. A little light becoming absorbed in a memory, a thought, an experience, while allowing your mind to do something it's been doing all your life, learning.